young and I'm foolish. I made bad decisions. I block out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own, but lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I'll pray. You won't find me in church,
no.
Reading the Bible,
no.
I am still here and I'm still your disciple. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone, and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I've been for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I am stood here today. And I'm gonna pray.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. As you know, y'all know how I feel about my Mondays. It's just like a double blessing on Monday, the beginning of the week. You know, God gave us favor and gave us another day. Like, each Monday is such a super blessing because we're here. Like, we made it on the list. Like God said, I got a list of people that are going to get up in the morning, and you're on it, like, right? So if you're watching this, you're on it, right? So how can we not feel amazingly blessed not to be on the wake-up list? Man, like I said, Monday for me is just a double blessing. Like, yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this other opportunity, this one more day to make wrong things right, because you know, we be jacking up some things, like, on our own, right? Our flesh is be doing all type of craziness. But when we realize who we belong to, we have to come and check ourselves, right? And be accountable for the things that we do and we say and the things that we don't do or we don't say. You know what I mean? Because not all the time you can offend somebody by saying something. By staying quiet, you can also offend people. Did you know that? I'm already starting deep. So good morning, everybody. Good morning. Today's topic is interesting. Today's topic is support one another. something we don't do too often. Good morning, Queen. Good morning, Chandra. I see you. I see you. Good morning, Maritza. Good morning, Sam. Boogie Down is in the building. New York, Tampa is in the building. So we don't support each other enough. And this is something I've been dealing with all my business life, let me just say, right? Because as a child and as a young person, I was supported when I would do the wrong thing. Like when I was out there fighting and doing all type of craziness, I had the support and love of my hood, right? Oh, get it, girl, get it, girl. And then I started going into business. I started learning people's behavior as far as it's all about the money. And so you learn that. It's not about a friendship. It's about the money. It's about the goal, right? If you incorporate, right, it's about what you can do for the company, if you're a good asset to them. Either way, it's all about, it comes back to, like, what is it you can do for them? But when people have that mentality, they're only thinking about what you can do for them and don't realize that in return, okay, yeah, I'll do something for you, but you can't support me. Like, we can't support one another. And I'm sorry, I don't know why. I'm New York today. I'm just talking with my hands, you know. I know some people don't like that. I know my mother be like, put your hands down. So I got to talk like this. Let's sit here. So to support one another is important for a lot of reasons, right? We all have certain businesses or certain reasons why we go into business. Most of them, it'd be to support our families. But other times, it's just a dream that we've had or a goal, or there's different reasons for you starting up a business or a ministry, a foundation, a building. You know, there's different reasons why. But if you have a friend that's in the music business, that's doing music, and I have a lot of those, and they're doing music that I don't really agree with, I'm not going to really repost their song, but I will reach out to that person and pour into them. I will support them in other ways. So, okay, just because maybe you're not into God or you're not into ministry or you're not one-on-one, you don't have a relationship with God, but I'm speaking some God stuff. I don't know if I want to repost that. Okay, cool, don't. But then you can still reach out to me and be like, hey, sis, I think you're doing a good job, because you can still motivate me by just a word. You don't have to buy my CD or my book or my T-shirt or whatever got going on, but you can check out my website. You can, you know, I'm just saying, like, there's so many ways that we can support one another. Lord knows, I can show you the collection of books and T-shirts and CDs and all type of stuff that I have bought for other people just to support them. Not necessarily because I just wanted to, you know, have a certain book or certain whatever, but I did it just to support, because you support one another, right? I've done it for friends. I've done it for families. If you see all these people that follow me on social media, like a lot of them are people that I know, people that I've engaged with, people that I've helped out, people that we've done business together, people that we party together. Like, you know, these are people that I grew up with. Like, these are different people and stages in my life. And they'll just pass me by. They'll scroll by. They'll just, you know. I still love on them when... And the funnier part is, like, they only support once they have something going on. Once they have something going on, they reach out to me, right? Oh, hey, sis, I'm doing this. Hey, you think you could repost this or whatever? But you've been following me for the last 5 years. You see all the things I've done. You've never reposted. You've never bought anything. You've never contributed. You've never been in none of my fundraisers. You've never been... But you got something going on now. Now you're going to inbox me. Now you want me to repost your stuff. See how that goes? You can't withdraw if you don't deposit. Can I say that again? You can't withdraw if you don't deposit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to support one another. We got to be better at supporting one another. We can't take people for granted in nothing, especially the people that do support. Man, it don't cost you nothing to say thank you. Man, it don't cost nothing to be like, you know? You have all these people that only when they got things going on, then they want to be like, hey, can you do this for me? Can you put it on your website? Can you, you know, on your social media? Can you buy this for me? Can you? We have to support one another. And I'm not saying because you don't support me, I don't support you. Because if you really think about it, like if you're tuning in and you know I've purchased something from your business or personal or whatever, you know you ain't done it for me. I still did it for you. I mean, I'm a Christian woman, so I rock different. I have different rules, you know? I'm cut from a different cloth anyway. But I'm just saying it for other people that always wonder, like, oh, why nobody supports me or why this and that or whatever. Think about it. Have you supported people? Have you donated to any nonprofits? Have you served anybody? Have you helped out your fellow brother or sister in any type of capacity? Whether just saying hello, conversation, reaching out to them, anything? Come on, we got to do better. We really got to do better. We really have to learn how to support one another in business, in personal, as a neighbor. We have to really love our city. Shout out to my crossover family, right? We got to spread that message of love, to love one another, to support one another. It's so important. Shout out to my village. I have an awesome village that supports me 1,000%. Without them, I don't know where I would be. Without my accountability partners and my chosen sisters and my healing queens family and just my queens in general, queen salute to all my queens that are out there doing the actual work, that are really out there doing the work, that are really out there supporting one another, that are not worrying about, oh, well, she didn't repost my stuff, so I'm not really going to repost hers. Shout out to the people that get it, man. We have to support one another. It's just so important. So Eileen says, it is good to know that we got each other's backs forever, sisters, praying for one another. Yes. Come on. Man, it's so important just to have that village, that group of people that support you and lift you up, right? And then once you have that, reach even beyond that. Reach even beyond your circle, beyond your comfort zone, beyond your support. I make it my business that at least, if not twice, three times a month, I look for fellow sisters or brothers that are doing something with their lives, and I will support it, whether it be a clothing line, a book, a music, like I said. Maybe I might not buy the CD because there's too many curses and it's really diminishing women. But if I know the person's true heart, I may share, you know, I may just reach out to them, at least share a word of encouragement, right? At least spread out the message, because I have to be respectable to my beliefs as well. I'm not just going to, just because I'm going to support you, I'm going to disrespect myself and my belief on my God, right? So as long as things are in order, I can still support without no judgment. Hey, I'm not here to judge you and tell you what to do, but I, you know, I have to make sure that my things align with how I'm walking too, right? I want to take out this moment to congratulate my son, Bebo, and his wife. They celebrated 3 years of wedding, blissful anniversary, yesterday in St. Patty's Day. Yeah. I also want to shout out my mentor, my spiritual mentor, Pastor Lucy. Today is her born day. So, Pastor Lucy, happy birthday. You're an amazing woman, amazing chosen leader, a queen sister, the true epitome of a godly woman. And I'm so grateful to have you in my life and to have you in my village and as one of the main women that are pouring into my life to make it better. So thank you and happy birthday. Mwah. We're ending our first quarter for those that are in business. Hey, Marisol. So I have my sister Marisol on, Marisol Perez, and I have my other sister. It's my spiritual sister, Marisol Medina. Good morning, Queen. Salute to you ladies. Thank you for coming in. Don't forget to share this video. Good morning, good morning. So the topic for today is supporting one another. Supporting one another, how important that is. I'm a product of other women supporting me. I'm a product of not knowing what that looked like or what that was, because all along, like me growing up, I've always hung out and was supported by men. And that was because I felt, you know, hanging around with men, they were more honest. So, you know, being that I felt they were more honest, I hung out with them, because women always kind of reserved. They were kind of phony. They were like, you know, that was my younger experience. Instead, I started really meeting some powerful, really strong women that didn't mind letting me know how strong I was. Didn't mind reminding me of the crown on my head and telling me, girl, you need to adjust that. And what you're doing is not right. And loving me through it. Good morning, Morena. Good morning. Until I found some real quality women that generally wanted the best for me, that's when I started really more developing and growing and understanding the power of what healing a queen was about. You know, my ministry started a long time ago, a lot of years ago. You know, God has been using me for a long time now. I just didn't realize and didn't understand what he was doing. So, of course, I kind of was doing what he was doing, but then I was doing my mix, right? I was mixing it up the way that we do, right? We try to always mix the stuff that God already got ordained and going on, but here we go, like, oh, I got this. I think God wants me to do this and that. He's always asked me to love on his daughters. That's always been a message that's always been clear to me. Love on my daughters and let them know about my love. But I wasn't equipped at the time, you know. I didn't know what true love was. I just knew damaged love. I just knew love that I give and I get something in return. Support, I've always supported. I mean, I'm a faithful person. I'm cut from a different cloth. I come up with the ride or dies. Like, we ride or die, whether you right or wrong, right? We ride or die. So now that I'm in my spiritual walk, my Christian walk, it's like I try to change the behavior, but it's so hard when you do that for so long that you support people whether they're right or wrong. So God calls us not to be judgmental, right, and still love on people wherever they are. So that's kind of the same. But it changes when you're not supposed to support people when they're wrong. You're supposed to come to them in love and let them know, hey, no, what you're doing is not right. That's not right. But I'm still loving on you. I'm still going to love on you. I'm not going to turn my back on you. See, that's where everything changes. There's a little switch, and that's what I'm learning now in my walk, that little switch where I can still love you. I don't have to necessarily still support the wrong behavior that you're doing. Because really what I'm doing is enabling you. I'm enabling you instead of helping you. Right? Hey, Terry. So Terry says, I finally got started in a step study and woo, talk about support. Yeah. It's amazing the way truth is empowering. It is so. Let me tell you something. So tomorrow I graduate from mine. I'm super excited. I graduated from my step study. It's been a little over 9 months. And let me tell you something, Terry, you don't even know what you're in for, but be transparent, man. Be transparent. Welcome it with open arms. Do the work. Do the work. Do the work. Because if you do the work, I guarantee, man, you're not going to regret doing the work. So do the work. Stay the course. Because in the beginning, I wanted to just be like, I'm dead. I don't want to. Like, in the beginning, I didn't want to share. I did not want to share. Like, I was like, You know, you're vulnerable. You're around people that you don't know, that you're first meeting. You don't really know what they're about. It's scary. It's intimidating. There's just so much going on with you. You start learning things about yourself that you didn't even know were there. And it can be quite the eye opener when you start realizing that you didn't know yourself as well as you thought you did. You know? So that studies or something else, and you will get a different type of support. So my step study women, shout out to y'all. They get me in a whole different way, and they were there to support me in a whole different way. Thank you for my village. Going back to my village and my amazing support group. So how that again? I've learned in different phases how the support really, really can either make you or break you. There's a lot of people that don't have too much support in life. And that's rough, man. So topic for today is support one another. In business, in personal, it's so important to support one another. Support your spouse if you're married. Like, really have their back. You should really, really have their back. Support if you're in a relationship, if you're living together, whatever it is. Man, try to do things right. Support one another. Like, let people know that you got their back. They need that. They need to really know that they got your back. A congratulations. And I love you. And, hey, I'm there for you. Whatever. A little wave. We got all these emojis that you can send out. Hey, I'm here. Smiley faces, hearts. Like, giving them a call, even if they don't pick up. It's all right. Maybe they're going through something. But at least they know you reached out. At least they know you're calling. And once they, you know, gather themselves together, they will call you back. Or they'll appreciate it. I've had a lot of people. Good morning, Carmelo. Good morning, King. I've had a lot of people that I used to reach out to that before would never pick up the phone and, you know, were in their feelings. And they come back after, you know, whatever they were going through or when they went into a different season and they were like, sis, thank you. Thank you for not calling because even though I didn't pick up the phone, I saw you call. And I've seen that you care. Support one another is what I'm saying. I'm going to just drive this home until you guys understand how important that is. It's so important to support one another. Man, share this video with somebody that needs to hear it, that needs these encouraging words today, is so important. I mean, I can't stress it enough. So Terry said, I have a powerful queen who supports me. Oh, yes, that I know because I've met her, and she's on my support team as well. I have no problem sharing. I was loud and proud in my life before Christ, so how more should I be as a saved man? I say the same thing. People be like, girl, you be on fire. You be loud. I say the same thing, Terry. If I was loud before Christ in my life, I'm now going to be a little peep-squeak and not shout it out? What? I'm using all my platforms. I'm using all my platforms. Like, I'm letting the world know. I'm spreading a message. Like, I don't want to say I'm gossiping about God, but if you hear about him that way, then whatever. I don't care. You know? I'm not ashamed or embarrassed to talk about my Savior. I'm just not. You don't like it? Okay, cool. Good morning, Darren. Good morning. Good morning. Peace to you. Good morning. You don't like it? Okay, cool. Like, right? Like, and the same way I respect that, just respect me. Support me. Support me, man. We got to support one another. Again, personal or business. It's important that we support one another. We can't make it in this world alone, business or personal. We need that encouraging word from other people. We really do. So today, go out and donate to a nonprofit. Buy somebody's music. Buy somebody's clothing. Buy their hats. Go into their website. Leave a great comment in their website. Leave them words of encouragement, right? If you're not going to buy anything, at least leave them words of encouragement. Repost their website if you can't necessarily repost their video or repost their YouTube channel or just follow them. Click like on the things that you see that they're doing that are supportive, are good, are, you know, there's just 1,000 ways to support people, to support one another, because we need that. Oh, my son is all here. Papa, I said happy congratulations to you earlier, but since you're on now, you can hear it live. So congratulations to you and my daughter on your 3rd year wedding anniversary. Woo-hoo! My son, wife that. My son put a ring on it and made it official. I'm so proud of you, Papa. So proud of you. God bless you, and let it be another 50 more. And you are another great example of how you encourage your wife. I tell everybody, encourage your spouse, encourage your boyfriend, girlfriend. Have that conversation. Where are we going after this? If you guys been boyfriend and girlfriend for 10 years and are living together and still not married, I'm just saying you need to support that. You need to put a ring on it. My son did. Congratulations, Papa. Happy anniversary for the 3 years. I mean, they've been together 6 years, but 3 years married. So the topic for today is support one another. Support one another. I can just go on through this whole show and just repeat the same thing. Support one another. Pray for one another, man. Support one another in so many ways. Reach out to them. Talk to them. Send them a letter. Send them an email. Text them. Go see them. Visit them. FaceTime them. Right? Now you can, through Instagram or through everywhere, you guys can really, you know, talk to people. Right here. Just get on and shout out some people. Hey. Thank you for the support. Thank you, my village. Thank you for those people that hold me down, that have always held me down. Good morning, Henry. Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays. We're talking about support, supporting one another. Support your families. Stop with that nonsense about, oh, I don't talk to my brother, I don't talk to my sister, I don't talk to my cousin, I don't talk to. But then you're still going to show up in their funeral crying. Oh, I should have. Support them now while they're alive. Send them flowers while they can smell it. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, love. So we're talking about supporting one another. If you know that somebody is an accountant and it's tax time, then go support them. If you know somebody's a barber and you need a barber, go and spread your money. You know, spread your money, spread the wealth, right? If you know someone is selling clothing or products and whatever, a book, support people, man. Support one another. It's just too many of us not to support each other. Good morning, King. Good morning. Good morning. I see you. So I'm on the Instagram, EmmaE2K Live, and I'm also on Facebook, EmmaE2K Live. Thank you for the support. Don't forget to share the video. Share the video, man. I'm talking about supporting one another. And I sound like a broken record, but it's like I've been saying this for so many years, and it still rings true to today, March 18, 2019, that we still don't do it. We still don't do it. We just want to think about us. We want people to help us. We want people to buy our merchandise and our product. But we're not buying nobody else's product or merchandise. And if you don't want to do it that way, man, find these nonprofit foundations that are really doing the work, that are really out there helping other people. Support them. $5, $10, $20 ain't going to hurt you to support somebody else's cause. And so, right, shameless plug, I got healingqueens.org going on. And this nonprofit is to do life with women before, during, and after crisis. So there's a lot of queens that I help out because of this nonprofit, because of people's generosity that helped me with their $5, $10, $20. All that gets packed up into a budget, and I'm able to do things for other women and other queens. Things as far as when they're down and out, I deal with a lot of women that are coming straight from prison that have nothing, or in the street and have nothing. So a meal, getting them sanitary, you know, items, all that costs, you know. Able to while ministering to them, so they can be able to have something in their stomachs because they haven't ate for a week or two. Driving them somewhere to a doctor's appointment or a therapy appointment. Taking them shopping to Walmart or Target or whatever because they don't have a vehicle or a car. So things like that, you know. These are some of the, you know, some of the things that we do, but we also do workshops. We don't charge for these workshops. But then we got to make it happen. We have to have a budget to be able to have these empowerment workshops and these workshops that teach other women how to do things. Everything costs. Do your homework on these nonprofits. But if you see that they're doing something, they're really, really out there doing something, man, bless them. Bless them. Support one another. Visit me at emmae2k.com. I have a guest book there. Sign a guest book. Let me know how you feel about, you know, my website. Go check it out. It's been up for I don't know how long, a couple of years. Let me know what's going on. Let me know that you tuned in. Let me know that you support. Let me know that you see me. People want to, you know, just know that you support them. Again, I'm cut from a different cloth, so I'm not asking you to support me, and I'm not going to support. But even if you don't support, I still support. It's just in my giving nature. You know, God just has made me a giver, not all the time. It feels good because you give and you give, and, you know, a lot, people just like to take, so... Good morning, Evelyn. Good morning. I see you, sis. Good morning. I'm praying for you. I pray everything is well for you, my sis. How's everybody doing? 24, Miami, I see you. Young Money, I see you. So I'm live on my Instagram, but I'm also live on my Facebook, Emma E2K, same name across the board. How's everybody doing? The topic for today that we're discussing is support one another. Support one another. Like, support one another, man. We can support each other in the smallest of ways, reaching out to one another, saying good morning. I mean, those that have a big following, I know it's hard to kind of maybe individually, but every so often, like I said, I take two to three times in a month, and I personally reach out to some people, ask them how they're doing, how their days, what's going on with them, how can I pray for them. If they have something going on, a website, a show, sometimes they have a show going on. I'll buy a ticket or something and not show up, but I've supported them, right? Sometimes they're in a different state, and I'll still buy a ticket or show, you know, to their show, or whether they're poet or rappers or singers or movie stars, whatever they are. If they're doing a show and it's not in my state, sometimes I'll still purchase it. And I'll be like, bless somebody else with it. I still support. I don't have to be where you're at to support you necessarily, right? So these are just, you know, ways and that you can also support one another without necessarily doing it just because, well, I'm going to do it for her, I'm going to do it for him so he can do it for me or so she can do it for me. Good morning, Goya. I see you, Goya. I see you. Hey, Sanaida. Good morning, good morning. So we have South Carolina, North Carolina. We have Wisconsin. We have Florida. We have the Bronx, New York in the building. I see you. I see you. I love it. I love it. Good morning, good morning, and come on in. Topic for today is support one another. Can this week you just support somebody at a random, somebody, you know, like really, I mean, do the work because you want to support people that you believe in and, you know, so people that are of faith, of course, you got to be careful, right? Who are you promoting and what you're supporting? But if you see generally people are really doing stuff, like really getting up and grinding and really doing some work, and necessarily you can't maybe share their post because it's not in your belief. Good morning, La Morena. Good morning, I see you, my queen. Because you don't really have the same beliefs and stuff like that. It's okay. Hey, it's cool. It's okay. You don't have to believe what they believe, but you can at least inbox them or DM them and say, hey, I see what you're doing, you know, because of my religious belief or whatever. I can't really share it. But I want to let you know that, you know, thank you for doing what you're doing. Have an amazing day or amazing week. It don't cost you nothing to be nice, man. It really do not cost to be nice. That's kind of free, people. It's really free. If you know a designer, a graphic designer, and you got some work that you need done, reach out to somebody that you know needs the work, or somebody that's good, or somebody that's just starting. Give them an opportunity. Like, hey, I got some stuff. You're just starting. I need work. You know, let's help each other out. Barter some things. Help each other out, man. Help each other out, man. Let's support one another. The same way we can spend money and just buy. So we know we are supposed to be buying with our money. Spend it in supporting one another. And I'm not talking about you have to do it every day. Every once a month or twice a month. As you can do it because everybody's financial, you know, or every 3 months. Save up to be able to support somebody. Because you never know when you got to turn around and ask people for support. This is life, y'all. You know? Good morning, Johnny. Good morning. I see you. Good morning, Mr. Plus. I see you. Good morning. Good morning. So the topic is support one another. I thank and I'm grateful for my village and those that support me. I've had people support me for a long time, just like I've supported other people for a long time. It's about doing it not selfishly, but unselfishly, right? I continue to help people all the time. I mean, that's kind of what I do. That is my calling, to support, love my city, love my people. Sometimes it gets a little, you know, I'm not going to lie. Listen, I'm still a work in progress. Sometimes I'm not going to lie, but I'd be like, man, I check my monthly statements, and I'm like, wow, I support a lot of people this month, and ain't nobody even went to my website and said a kind thing to me. Nobody even left me a comment today. Do I become bitter or sour about that? Oh, that person didn't click like. No. I still wait for the following month and still keep helping the two or three people. That's what I do. I'm just cut from a different cloth. It don't matter. God blesses me anyway. You know, God blesses me regardless. And because I know this and because I stand on his promises, it don't matter. It's nice, though. Hey, Nina Rock, Miss Nina Rock, taking over Orlando. I see you, girl. Queen salute, queen salute. Supporting one another. Nina, you have these these business events going on still out there, but you do them on a Wednesday, and it's like, man, I got to be driving like 2 hours to go to your event. I would love to support you, but at least I repost, and anybody that I do know from that area, I do send them out there to you. But we definitely have to connect. We definitely have to connect. Miss Nina Rock is on radio. She's another radio personality. And so queen salute to you, sis. I appreciate you as well, my queen sis. You know that, you know why we do it. It's for the love, man. It's for the love. But we definitely got to get together. Maybe in this spring break, I'm going to reach out to you after the air. Maybe this spring break, I think I'll take a drive down there or something, and we'll get together. I think it's much needed. Oh, yeah? Dope. Okay. That's tomorrow. Okay. All right, dope. Yeah, I'll hit you up and after. Wesley Chapel's in the building. I got people from Wesley Chapel tuning in right now. So, oh, let me know what you're going to do out there. Yeah, queen salute, man, queen salute. It's all about supporting one another. We can support one another. We don't have to be in the same state or in the same city. Like I said, I've purchased stuff from people's. They're going to do a show somewhere else, and I just purchase a ticket and tell them, hey, bless somebody else. I can show you the stacks and stacks of book of people that I've supported. From personal friends to people I didn't know, from poets to my pastors to, listen, we need to support one another. You know what I mean? That's all. At the end of the day, we need to support one another because we make the economy move, and we just show other people, we empower other people, and we motivate other people to do what they need to do. And that's a great feeling. That right there was my reward. I don't know about y'all, because I only speak about me. That's my greatest reward. My greatest reward is to know that I can encourage and support somebody in their movement, in their walk, in what they're doing, and not be selfish about it. Yeah, because at the end of the day, God just blesses me so much and so abundantly. Here I go, Puerto Rican, messing up the word, but it's okay. Y'all know what I'm talking about? wow. So, this show just went really fast. And all I just kept repeating was support one another. Thank you, man. Everybody has tuned in. I hope that you share this video with somebody that needs to know today that they are supported, they are loved. Listen, go through your Facebook timeline and just tell people, hey, I see you. I appreciate you. I support you. Thank you. Salute. Queen salute, King salute. Let them know you support them. Let them know that you see the crown that they wear on their head, well, that God has placed on their head. I love and appreciate you guys so much. Like, thank you for standing by me. Thank you to those that I can just call, that I can just be like, hey, I need to speak, I need to shout, I need to cry. Shout out to my BFFs, man. Shout out to my amazing, amazing village of people that consist of men and women. Thank you to those that are helping me, Houston Queens, man. And just by spreading the word, is just by acknowledging who our Savior is and directing them to that, right? Because, of course, we don't change people, you know? We just direct them to who does. Thank you, Marisol. Johnny said, support others in love. That is God's mission on earth. All day. Bam, drop the mic and get off stage, right? All day. Love is the answer. At the end of the day, love is the answer. Love always wins. No matter how much hate you got in your life, like, and, you know, people, we always like, oh, people are hating on us. No matter how many people are hating on us, love, come on, love our city, love our neighbors, love our people. Love trumps hate any day. Try it. Try really loving on the person that you really kind of disliking or don't like or hate. Try showing them love, and you'll see how everything will change around for you. It's like, cause it's like something growing, and it manifests the more that you just keep hating on somebody, and it's just like, oof, it starts stinking. It's something that dies. It's just nasty, and you just all bitter and all nasty about yourself. But when you start showing love and displaying love, you'll see how that was festering is cured. It heals. Hurt people only hurt people. So if you healed, guess what you can do? You can help others heal. Support one another, people. Support one another. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, I keep shouting it from the rooftops. Support one another. So it's time for me to share my devotional, like I do every Monday. I'm reading my devotional from the book, A Little God Time for Women. But men, what I read also applies to you too. So although I'm reading it for the women, it applies to you too. So, you know, I need my glasses because whatever, don't judge me. I still put them on. Okay, I need to see. So I'm going to share my devotional like I like to do every Monday with you guys. I never read my Monday devotionals until I read it here live with y'all. So, oh my goodness. So everybody on IG, look, I'm on Facebook Live. Okay? So I'm on Facebook Live. Oh, where are you? Am I showing you? Oh, I can't even see. Can I see? Okay. I'm on Facebook Live. So IG, if you got Facebook, Emma E2K, make sure you follow me, man. And thanks for the follow if you're already following. So I'm going to read my devotional. Once I put my glasses on, I can see. And then I'm going to close up the show, give my last Versace's Boom Purple. Mm-hmm. Okay. And shout out to my sis that owns an eyewear company, and this is where I got them from. Okay? So that's what I'm saying, support. Support one another, man. Support one another. So, March 18, 2019, grief. Grief is a strange thing. It shows up in the oddest of places. As time passes, it becomes threaded into your life in a subtle in a subtle way. You don't quite notice it at first. When you smile and feel real joy, but at the same moment tears spring to your eyes, that's when you know the grief is not absent even in happiness. As time passes and life goes on, we must learn to bear all of our varying emotions and think. We can smile, we can laugh, and we can be perfectly happy, but the ache of grief is still there deep down. We don't forget it, but we don't betray that which we grieve by smiling either. Your promise revives me. It comforts me in all my troubles. That's Psalm 119:50. As a child of God, you have been promised a hope that has the power to revive you even in the most sorrowful of moments. And though your pain is real, deep, and sometimes overwhelming, your God is strong and able to lift you out of the deepest pit, and even when it's hard to imagine, give you joy. So, I shared my devotional like I like to share every Monday with you guys. Grief. And we're talking about supporting one another. You see what I'm saying? That's perfect timing. Hey, my bro is on. Good morning, Sean. Good morning. How you doing? Padrino, good morning. How are ya? So Orlando is in the building. I see you. Thank you, Sean, for being in my village. You're also a member of my village. My village is deep. My village is worldwide. I have village members and families from all over. And my village is people that support me when I am down, when I've fallen just to even one knee. These are the people that come to my rescue and be like, hey, hey. And also when I'm celebrating, these are the people that I celebrate with. Marisol says, I would like everyone to please keep my daughter-in-law in your prayers. She's a first-time mom to be. Yes, done. Done. Done and done. She got 1,000 angels already camping around her. God got her already. Man, God got her like a jacket. Yeah, definitely. So support one another is the topic for today. I think that if you just missed it and you go back and see this show in its entirety, you'll see that basically this is all I've said the whole show. We have to learn how to support one another better in everything. You know, this world just gets more cruel. It just gets, we alienate ourselves even more because people are just kind of doing life and just going through certain things and thinking other people don't understand or can't relate or are embarrassed. There's a lot of women that I know that are going through domestic violence and want to keep a fraud front. Oh, I got this. I'm in control. I'm good. I'm this or whatever. When in reality, they're suffering in silence. Why? You don't have to do that. There's a lot of help. There's people you can talk to. And I don't mean that just in that. I mean in all aspects. There are people that are fighting depression. And not because they're broke. There's people that got money and are depressed. Right? Because people think, okay, you know, money is the root of everything. If I got money, I won't be depressed. I won't be stressed. Who told you that? I don't know who told you that. But most of the people that commit suicide are very wealthy people. Are very wealthy people. So it has nothing to do with finance. But a lot to do. People just are not connected and don't have relationships with God. So today, support somebody. Support yourself. If nobody's supporting you, support yourself. Put your money where your mouth is. Put your work where your passion is. If nobody else supports you, then support yourself. And then after you support yourself and you're in a good space, go out and support somebody else. Do it just because. Don't do it because You want something in return. Do it because it's the thing to do. Do it because God has called us to love on each other. God has called us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, regardless whether we, how we feel or whatever. And if you can't love him with your love, you know what I learned? Love him with God's love. He's got so much. He's got love in abundance. We can snatch up some like, okay, Lord, I need to love this person with your love because right now I'm just not feeling them. But it's okay. It's okay. He said you can do that. He loves us that much. So thank you for tuning in, everybody. It's Motivational Mondays. Make sure to check out emmae2k.com. It's just time to support me. Go to my website. Leave me a comment. Leave me a comment on the guest book. I have a guest book up there. So, go to my website, my nonprofit, healingqueenswithaz.org. Purchase a t-shirt. Purchase a dog tag. There's so many stuff. A hairbrush. Purchase something up there as a gift. Even if you don't want to give it to somebody else. Men, go up there and buy something for your ladies or for your queens. I'm about to have new merchandise and new product this week going up there. So support, because all the money goes straight to healingqueens.org. And right now we're starting to do some empowerment. We're arranging some empowerment classes that are about to happen in the next month or so. And, you know, these empowerment classes cost to be able to have women in a comfortable setting, to give them time to eat, you know, things of that nature. And sometimes we have to pay for the location. So thank you for those that supported Healing Queens. And if you haven't yet, listen, you can go to the website. We got a PayPal account, Healing Queens with a Z at Gmail. Reach out to me. I'll let you know. We have a Cash App. Don't play with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it. Thank you for those that already supported, those that continue to support, those that will support in the future. God bless you guys. Have an amazing week, man. Have a motivating Monday. Go take this week and go and support somebody. Support somebody and then tag me and let me know that you're supporting them. Tag me on IG, tag me on Facebook. Inbox me or DM me if you just want to make it private. Don't matter, right? I just would like to know that you received this message today and that you're going to go out this week and support somebody other than you. And if nobody's supporting you, then support yourself. But after you're good, still support somebody. There's always people that need. There's always people that we should help. There's always people that we should give the helping hand to. Everything don't always have to be about us, y'all, even though that's kind of how we program, right? But we need to do better, right? So when you know better, you do better. And I believe that in 2019, we know better. We know better. So support somebody's cause. Support somebody's business. Support somebody's idea. Support somebody's book. Whatever they got going on. CD, music, whatever they got going on. If they're an activist, whatever they got going on, man, support them. And if it's not with your ideal, right, and you can't really support maybe their cause or things of that nature, you can at least give them encouraging words. Words are very powerful, and words can be used either to build or destroy. So use your words to build today. So have an amazing Motivational Monday. Peace, love, and hair grease. I'll be back next week, same bat channel, same bat time, on LushRadioOnline.net. Thank you for tuning in. Support, support, support. EmmaE2K.com, LushRadioOnline.net, HealingQueensWithAZ.org. And anybody that wants me to support them, leave on their comments. Leave me your website. Leave me your Instagram, your Facebook, wherever it is that I can find either your business, your cause, whatever it is that you're doing so I can check you out and add you to, like I said, I do three a month. So I have, as a matter of fact, real quickly before I sign off, where is it? I supported my homegirl's coloring book. So I bought that. I purchased it. So shout out to Roxanne. I supported her book. And so she's one of the ones that I supported for this month, Women History Month. So go support somebody today. Support somebody. Hey, Joaquin, you made it. You made it. But I'm afraid you're going to have to now go back and just see the show in its archive. So God bless you, everybody. Have a motivational Monday. And don't forget to support one another. Peace. Oh, okay. So peace. Motivational Mondays with your empowering positive host, Emma E.